Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love? Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you. Bring those lights up, Gary.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon we'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze, that's love.
You back there. Look at you.
Just,
whoa.
Let me get my breath again. Hello? God damn, this is high elevation.
Look at you, sir, in the middle in the back. I see you. You hid the back of me. I see you, floppy hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
There is trade
there is,
everywhere.
Whoa, trade.
Hi, sir.
This
Hello,
man
sir.
Looks uncomfortable, so I'm going to give him time. I'm going to give him time.
He is smiling like a jackass eating sawbriars. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's so cute.
That's another
over here.
Poodle.
Look
expression.
At your headband. I love a headband. Oh,
that
look, we got some friends in the audience
to
tonight.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Don't step on my mic cord.
Well, I don't know. You're just walking around like a dolphin at sea trying to get fucked by a human.
It's my vertigo.
You would be a slutty dolphin that tried to fuck a human. Come here.
Dolphins are very sexual.
It's true. Y'all, speaking of fucking, remember the story I would talk about how Jake and I met at summer camp and he would always borrow his roommate's car and have sex in the car? His roommate is here tonight. That Nissan Altima had stories.
He just said, "You're welcome." Really should have gotten that cleaned.
You should have, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is our last show of our Summer Should
it's
Be
the
Fun.
End of the Summer Should Be Fun Tour.
We saved it for the Mile High City. Yes. We've been huffing oxygen in the back like it was a big dick.
I know. Just, it's like that girl on Intervention who was like,
yes. I did feel, I was at CVS today. I'm going to talk about this later, but we're staying in, one of the sissies told us to stay, which good suggestion, we're
it's
staying in like
here.
Cherry Creek, we're bougie. It's really nice. Yes, thank you. Good recommendation. Although Poodle says the room's too small to have multiple men in
it.
It's fine.
There's not a daddy bench.
There's
you know
not,
how I prefer
no,
a daddy bench.
No, there's
just
not.
So he can like sit there and watch and go, yeah, yeah.
But today,
get him.
I needed to get a prop and I went to the wizard's closet.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's my favorite store in the world.
Well, thank you. What is this?
Okay.
I like beer, but it bloats me, but I'll drink it anyway for y'all.
Yes, thank you. Cheers to Denver.
Cheers to Denver.
Oh, I don't like
sours.
Oh,
it's so fruity. I like it.
Like you.
I like mine. So thanks for that, and I'll be grateful.
I said I don't normally like that, and I said I liked it, Vicky.
She's going to be a bitch.
I mean, mother poop. But I was going to say, I went.
Please
to
this, get to this story.
No, I went to the CVS and I felt like I was buying stuff to huff. I've never seen oxygen for sale in my life.
I like it that it was labeled organic oxygen.
Because the other one was flavored menthol, but this was flavored with
organic.
It's
an actual periodic table element.
I was confused. Very confused. Y'all, who came to this reality gay show for the first time tonight? Okay.
Woo!
Who came by themselves? Anybody come by yourself?
Yes!
Yeah, you're going to meet friends tonight,
you're gonna
meet
y'all. Friends.
We got...
You're already scissor sisters. It took that long.
We got a group.
And you can
we
watch.
We got our group.
It's fine.
We got members of the Sissy Squad here. Yes.
I just love that this woman told her brother, you're going to be here, and you're going to be an object tonight.
I mean...
And I got to tell you, he is a good offering. Well done. You're offering to my, as I said... The Buc-ee's, when I was talking about Buc-ee's in Texas, and how that they have like their like beaver god, and everyone's just like, and the beaver god's like jerking off all over everybody, and they're it's like and jerking off like barbecue sauce, and their mouths are open. Ah!
What y'all didn't see?
We're gonna sacrifice you to the beaver god later.
Yes, he does have very broad shoulders.
Does
I mean you could do a lot with that?
I know. Perfect to ride around on.
What you didn't see is that in our Austin show, we had some ASL interpreters. So when Jake said that, I look over and I see this ASL interpreter going. Just putting barbecue sauce all over his face. Thank God he was a queen, but I was mortified. Like even there was two of them, and even his partner was looking at him going.
But they were saying, I was like, that was kind of amazing. I'm sorry. He's like, oh, it's just a job. Like, he didn't think anything of it. It's like, oh, yeah.
They're probably like me when I read what's in front of me. I'm just, like, used to. I'll read whatever. They'll just sign
whatever.
You're so
professional.
Yeah. I am professional.
I have to... Before we talk about professional, this area over here, unfortunately, that's not lit right now, was supposed to be Poodle's playpen.
You're lucky, sir.
A very unfortunate accident happened when I brought in two Colorado Bighorn sheep.
I said they're
and,
trying to...
And they were can't. Here to butt men out of the way forcibly.
But they apparently can't be covered in lube. That breaks some type of law.
I found out they're like the state animal, and so it's illegal to put lube cannons on them because it interacts with the fur somehow.
Can't
it also
it
killed
out.
Two members of the staff here, so... Pour one out for the sheep and the staff members. I never got their
I
names.
I should give it up for the Gothic Theater, everybody.
Gothic Theater.
Beautiful venue. This place is pretty.
Yet again, homophobia is alive and well in America.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I'm sorry. He can't have his playpens.
Thank you.
He must be homophobic.
What else besides Poodle's playpen? This is our last show of our Live Laugh Live tour.
Yeah.
You should be honored. What else do we need? Something else I needed to say.
Is. I don't think there is. There's not much.
I know. We have a first.
Y'all, okay.
We have a premiere, which, of course, for the last show, we didn't plan it. I decided on it today.
Like that's 2 hours.
That's half of our show, by the way. It gets written the day of.
You're shaking off somebody?
No, I had LaCroix.
I don't know who it was, but somebody brought us a voodoo donut.
I'm amped the fuck
backstage.
Up. And a big dick.
A big dick. I don't know who brought it. We just ate half of it. We're like,
I'm like in the middle of like a sugar high, and it turned me on. So,
but anyway, yes, big news tonight.
Big news. We are premiering our theme song for Love
in Paradise. You're going
to
hear it tonight, Denver.
You're going to be the first ones to hear it. So that's going to be very exciting. I hope we actually sing it well. So
yeah, we were rehearsing. It's like, we might bring the huffing can up after intermission. Just right before. Get a little rosemary.
Y'all, let's go ahead let's do the podcast.
Let's do the podcast.
Hit it, Gary.
Hit it, Gary. Hit it.
Oh, here we go. Listen up. Y'all might know this one. Okay, I've been talking about how shitty it was.
I like this table.
I'm kind of in love with this song now.
Don't stop. I like that. I like that. Wow. Stop.
Whatever.
I'm feeling myself.
Whatever I felt.
Now you like it, don't you? Yeah, Polo with your tattoo. Stop
moving. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, Gary, enough of this garbage. Thank you, Gary. Y'all, give it up for Gary. Where am I? Where's my all?
Okay, oh, no.
That's not this episode.
I feel like you're me tonight, and I'm like, oh, God.
It's the altitude sickness. Listen, I'm a very fragile person, and
no shit.
I did not think I would be a fragile person, but I was incorrect.
Exactly.
If you don't have your notes, I'm going to laugh.
No, I have my notes. They're right here. Okay, I'm just finding them. This is episode
13.
The Elephant in the Womb.
The Womb. This was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
You know me. I'm just like, I hate all these people by now. Give it up for Team I Hate All These People.
Team I Hate All These People.
Give it up for Team Giant Meteor. Take them all out. Except for Guillermo. I like Guillermo, and I like Kobe. And
Coben.
Coben.
Coben. Poor Coben.
Coben. Y'all, Coben is going to have so many fucking issues.
Oh.
We all know it.
He is.
And then, you called him Thanos, that's right.
Oh, I
Theron.
Did. Yeah, I did call
Theron.
Him Thanos, yeah.
Poor Theron.
Right,
so
turn off everything.
I think we're talking about, is it Bilal and Shida? No,
we're
it
talking
is Bilal
about,
and Shida.
We're going to talk about tonight. You're going to get Bilal and Shida.
Bilal and Shida.
You're going to get...
Yay?
Jabrona, Jabrini, Jabroniona.
Gibberish.
And then you're going to get Patrick and Thais. So
wow.
I think, honestly, we kind of...
We're going to talk to the father. We're going to talk to the father.
We can save the best half for y'all.
Yeah, y'all get the good ones. The San Diego was the Lodi's show, so we had to exactly.
Oh my God!
I'm glad we have our megaphone.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like looking like. So you just yell out things all the time.
I have to say, I got so drunk with Veronica after a San Diego show.
Oh my God!
That bitch took me out. We had so much fun.
I went home and got railed in the hotel.
That's yeah. what he did.
I know.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, sir.
You know what? I've said that to many a straight man. You can have fun in different ways, sir.
Just close your eyes. Everybody looks the same in the
yeah.
dark. Remember.
All right. Let's do this.
Wow. So, the altitude has me really loopy tonight.
I'm worried.
I'm going to say some crazy shit. Get ready.
All right.
All right, where am I? Bilal and Shida.
So they're having a picnic in a park, and Bilal says...
Because he's Mr. Romantic.
He's a romantic.
Mr. Romantic.
And
Mr. Boombastic.
Are you missing home, Shida? I went, yes, because you're terrorizing her constantly. She misses home. She just wants
because
a warm meal and a hug from someone who loves her.
You're playing fucking Fear Factor with
yes.
her.
Yes.
Everything is like, what can we do to fuck with her mental state more? The kids are like kind of fucking with her. Bilal's fucking with her.
Yes.
It really is like we're watching like some type of like Hunger Games style on her mental health.
It is.
It is fucked up.
Fucked up.
She wants to be an influencer so bad.
She does. She does.
Next week's the obstacle course or the feats of strength.
Now, but
exactly.
I say,
you got punked.
I fucking love Shida. I do. I love her more and more.
I love her for what she's trying to do, but here's the thing. Y'all, Shida wants babies yesterday.
She does.
And she's going to do anything to get those babies. And sadly, she will talk a big game, but she will always do exactly what he wants. And
she
that's
will.
Why I've kind of lost a little bit of hope. And I'm kind of thinking, you get what you get. At the
well,
end, that's where I am with her.
If she marries him...
You get what you get.
She knew what she was getting.
Oh, yeah.
If she marries him at this point, she knows.
Y'all,
because
if anyone has ever showed you who they were,
He has.
Fuck.
And so has his ex-wife, which I love that. That Shida was like, listen, so your ex Shahida came over and she came in really hot. And I love that she said, I feel like basically I've been bullied, that I'm being bullied. And he was a,
and she don't like, know anything about that.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Bilal says, I'm a little taken aback. And I'm like, I'm not.
You're so sensitive, Bilal. I'm so taken aback. So they were talking about this. She starts talking about the prenup. And Bilal's like, you know, marriage is a contract. I know, it's just like, it's the worst thing. It's so romantic.
Lydia Plath thinks that God made marriage.
Can you imagine when someone says, you know, marriage is a contract, so you become my property when we get married.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Madam, I am not agreeing with this. Just so we're aware.
Read the room, girl. Not us.
Don't.
Put them
down. And also, to be clear, this is not a puppet show.
No.
So booze are appreciated.
It's true.
I'm so weird.
Although,
tonight.
How would you feel personally if a man said, if you want to be with me, sign a contract and you're mine?
I'd have my own contract right there because he would want me more than I'd want him, trust
there
me.
There you go. There you go. There
and
you
get
go.
And get someone who wants you as much as you want them.
That's true.
Bottom That's true. Fucking line.
That's true. Anyway, so yes, where are we?
Also, y'all, we're in... where he says stuff like, she's like, I'm still thinking it over, and she says this really great line, and I love it, and I think I'm going to use it. I don't like people who aren't part of my family counting my money.
Counting my fiance's money, she said, but yeah.
She might as well be her money. That's the way I think about it.
Hey,
when I get married again for the fifth time, it's our money.
As Aunt Peggy,
as soon as we sign that marriage license, who knows what happens to him after? Till he falls off the Alps.
As Aunt Peggy says, if they ain't blood, they don't need to know nothing.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So I think my favorite is when he just hands her a hard copy of the contract
in the middle of like. A park.
And yeah.
Hey, by the way, when I was packing...
I printed this up in a manila folder because it would have wrinkled
to,
here.
Yeah, when you asked me to cut the celery and the hummus and put that in the picnic basket, I brought this too. Just thought I'd bring this contract.
He said, just because he's win points, he's like, I know it was hard to see it on a small screen.
Yeah.
I know you had a problem
with it. I know it was hard
it.
To see it on the small screen on the carousel when you were feeling nauseous.
And we suspended a tarantula above
yeah,
you.
Must have been hard to read.
And I had poisoned your drink and you had
yes.
diarrhea later. I'm telling you, they're trying to murder her. Ritually.
I love that later on, she's sitting on that couch, that fucking couch, and there's a
in that
word
model home.
That, in that model home, it's not their real home. Did y'all know that we were right?
It's a model home.
And
above her he sells.
Is word art that says, create happiness.
Isn't that the biggest irony? Everything around them is the most passive-aggressive, awful word art, and they are so shut down. And the word art is the most expressive thing around them.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's dark.
It's dark.
When your word art is feeling more than you.
Bilal told her, he said, now look, I know you make some valid points. Valid points, but just can you sign this? It's got it signed. Just not even. And so, and that's what she basically said. She said, prenups aren't fair, that the money always goes to the spouse who wants the prenup, and for someone coming in, there's no protection for me.
That's not exactly true.
It's not.
That is true in this situation.
It is.
When you've got a fucking monster giving you a prenup. Now, if they could say, let's come up with something fair that your lawyer, and she finally says, I think I need a lawyer. Thank you!
Thank you. She also played a good role because I guarantee you that if Bilal has children, I bet you he's one of those guys that doesn't want his wife to work.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to take the kid to gay... I said gay care. That's where we went. Harvey, you put on that tiara right now. I don't care if you want to play football. This is gay care, Harvey. Now prance, Harvey.
Prance.
Melissa, you keep working on that carburetor and put down that goddamn doll.
Harvey, your hips don't move. Keep moving.
I want to see oil on your face or you don't get a nap, little butch girl.
And Marissa, you're going to listen to that. You're going to listen to that Indigo Girls album till you like it.
Like it.
And that takes no time at all.
No time.
Wow. I am the biggest Indigo Girls fan.
We can't get into this. We can't. We don't have time.
My taste is vintage lesbian.
We really don't even have enough oxygen to do it.
No.
That's a good excuse for tonight.
It is true. I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't come anymore. I don't have the oxygen. I want to point out one fault.
Hold on, I just want to follow up. Yes. I said gay care, but I meant daycare. But she says, well, you know, and if I want to be a stay-at-home mom with a prenup, I can't do that. And did you see its face?
Yeah.
She's like, I can't do it.
Did you know where he says, what did he say? He's like, these are the things that I had before you. The other things we're going to build together. And she says... He said, do you plan on divorcing me? And I wrote, this is such a false equivalency. Bilal doesn't know what that means. No, he is very aware of what it means. But I'm saying everything he is saying sounds true, but it's all fake. It's all, and he has pretty words, and he's kind of looking at her like he understands her. And everything he's saying is, don't you want to do what's right for me? Because I love you, and what's right for you is what's right for me.
And then he follows
that's
up and
the
says,
translation.
Yeah. And this is right for you because you said you're never going to divorce me or cheat on me.
So why not? We need a prenup. And I would say, but I'm not going to divorce you, so we don't need a prenup. And he would go,
by the way, I just want to stop. We must not have enough oxygen to our brain because we have not said,
Pernup!
It's a Pernup! What happened to us? We were 10 minutes in a Pernup talk.
Pernup.
Get it together, so, Mary.
Shida says, this sounds like it has something to do. Is there a type of silent partner in this Pernup? And Bilal's like, Shahida. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is, y'all, this is two people talking at one another, saying what they don't mean, but we know exactly what they mean. This was one of the most interesting things we've seen all season long for them because you actually see her trying her best to get some wiggle room in this like cage that he's put her in. Yes. And I don't mean to like take the wind out of anyone's sails. She's going to sign the prenup. I guarantee you.
Well,
do you think $100 she's going to sign the prenup?
I could because she says there needs to be things to protect me. So I could see her going to a lawyer and basically him writing in there, it probably won't be very
It's not going to be legal.
Valid,
all that kid stuff is not going to be legal.
But they're going to have kids. Or that they're going to have children.
It's not going to be legal.
Da-da-da-da. Because she says, I will leave with no choice. We'll see. If she leaves, I'll be gooped. I don't think so.
She
because
won't.
We already know they did a panel like a month ago.
No. I'll tell you that now.
That megaphone just came in with Dick. She's like, let's talk about the raw dog and Dick.
Let me tell you
what
it is.
Does he do it the American way? Does he get in that house? Does he get in that fake house? Does he lay her down and say, look, you're from Trinidad and Tobago, but here in America, we got a way of doing it. Hand me that oxygen.
Wow.
And now I'm going to raw dog you because I'm an American. Where's your vulva? Because, y'all, he doesn't know where any of it is.
Here's the thing.
He gives the worst head to a woman they've ever had.
It's, y'all,
it just feels like a woodpecker trying to make a home.
It is all about him and
oh,
sex.
Oh, yeah.
He could give two shits if she's even there.
He's all like, do you like that? Is that good? Tell me
am
you
I
like
done?
It.
Am I done?
And you're just like, just shut up done? And do the thing.
And
men,
he's like, pump, pump, okay.
Man, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you have to ask your girlfriend if she likes cunnilingus, you're doing it wrong. You should know. You should know. You're welcome.
Do a poodle. I'm fine with them dirty talking a little bit, but when it gets to the point when they're asking me shit and trying to get me to narrate, and I just go,
yeah, yes.
Just cover up their mouths. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
That says when you care enough to say the very best.
It's true. It's true.
Just shut it up.
All right. Shall we move on?
Wow. Classless. This show is classless.
That's why a ball gag is really useful, honestly. All right.
Again,
honestly.
Not about oxygen. Let's talk about Jabri and Miona, shall we?
Jabri and Miona.
Now,
25 days to wed. Less than a month.
We've come to where these segments feel like theater of the absurd for me, because I know this shit is fake, but in a way, I'm weirdly intrigued at how it's going to play out, and I want to see how far Mom and Brian are going to go. And
oh, mahalo.
But every week he becomes a worse actor. I don't know if it's possible.
She gets better.
I'm impressed with her. Well, she's already playing it being a black woman, so there's that. She's already a good enough actor.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
But
that's true.
I must say, he's like, so you're going to go talk to Mom? Okay. I'm going to sulk on this bed. And it comes back.
They're already wearing those dumb cardigans, too.
Those ugly Santa Fe cardigans,
y'all. I don't know if you saw this. You know that they're selling them? The clothes
of course
they are. On Instagram. Yes, they are. You can get Jabri's cardigan that probably smells like cool water.
Actually,
he probably wears John Varvatos, but like the first one.
They are the most insufferable fucking people. I swear to God.
I'm torn. Sometimes I want to bone him, and most times I don't. But
no!
Every once in a while.
I'm telling you. It's when
he wears a turtleneck. I don't know why.
They're the kind of people, though, y'all, you would meet. I would meet in real life, and I get sensitive to meeting some people. I would just like spontaneously throw up. Because they're so awful. They're so fake, and everything is about followers and everything. That's why it's all become absurd to me. So I'm at the point in the season where I'm just having fun watching. That's when I fix the drink. Yeah. But I do. Let's just talk about what happens regardless.
Let's talk about it.
And he's, of course, saging the room. God knows why.
Yeah, he's saging the house. Although, it makes sense when he's saging the house, whereas, y'all, we're not going to talk, but did y'all watch Love in Paradise today? Danielle fucking saging that Uber is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life.
Let's sage your feet. Let's sage the air freshener.
P.S. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sage the catalytic converter of the car.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all, she is a fucking nut bird.
She is.
I called it at the beginning of the season. I'm still kind of annoyed we haven't seen a complete and utter breakdown yet.
Oh, they're saving it for penultimate episode.
I predicted it, and I'm kind of sad it hasn't happened yet.
I think it'll be last episode.
I need to see crying, snot, and everything, because I know she's got it in her. I know the girl's got it in her.
We're getting it from ranch dressing next week.
Oh!
Oh! I love them, but she's like... And she just grumped.
I just want to go out with my gay friends.
If you're not watching Love in Paradise, y'all, you're doing it wrong. Just pay the $4. It's worth it.
It is, weirdly, it is the most compelling version with complete cuckoos.
Yes.
And what makes Love in Paradise so good is the level of delusion is just way, way up here.
It is.
It's just amazing. I'm a fabulous vintage of delusion.
Y'all, this is who Mahala is. I figured out who she is. And I know this because when I worked my cubicle warrior job for many years, Poodle can attest to this. I worked with someone that we call. Did anybody here work with the sire? This bitch with the Pretty Shoulders McGee shirt just said yes. She was like, yes.
You know what? That is kind of Shoulders.
But no, a good Shoulders McGee.
She needs the panel. She needs the panel that goes over it.
You've got pretty hair showing. Yeah.
Shoulders just likes to show this part.
I'm not hitting on your girlfriend, straight man. Don't feel threatened. He's going to put his arm around her.
And her titties are out.
Her titties are out there. You look good, girl. You look good. Anyway, but... Poodle, when I worked my cubicle warrior job, what would the sire do every time you called and asked for me?
When we would call...
This is before you had cell phones.
You had to call the phone. But also, there was no cell reception in your office because it was the Death Star. And you would call and like, hey, can I speak to Maddie? And she would go, hold on a second.
Every time. And that is Mahala. She is going to sigh and let you know she's put out by everything.
She is exhausting to be around.
Exhausting.
She is one of those
around.
People who literally takes the oxygen out of the room. And here, that's very dangerous.
Yes. Very dangerous.
But I think it's very brave for Miona to go talk to her, especially how kind of formidable and negative she is to the whole thing. Now... So she says, she's like, we would like you to be at our wedding. And Mahala says, because they're going to have it at Joshua Tree. Or as Miona says, someplace we're going to have nice pictures. Because that's the only thing that matters.
Okay. I feel like Joshua Tree from a beach wedding is still a compromise, right? Or do y'all not?
I think it is out of state, but... My
maybe thing, just because I live in L.A. and I know Joshua Tree's not, but I guess it's
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. There's no way the redemption arc is those parents are going to come to that wedding.
Well, but...
So, calm your tits, everybody. It's fine. It's another fake out.
I don't know, because Mahala...
I hate to become this, like, shitty person who rains on people's parades.
Mahala and Brian have very standard rules of why they're not coming to this wedding, because she says, well, it's just going to be hard for us if it's out of state. Like,
plane tickets are impossible.
Out of state. So literally, if they had
the
it...
The production will pay for your ticket.
If they had it 5 hours away...
You are being
away,
filmed.
5 hours away in, like, where are they? They're in South Dakota. If they had it in North Dakota, they couldn't have it. They couldn't go.
I'm telling you, like, this is absolutely ridiculous. You are being filmed on a show. You have had to book out of time of your job to make these. That's why I hate to be this person who says every little thing is for audacity. This is fucking fake. That's why I have a hard time getting upset about it. Because
and even Miona, to Miona's credit, she even says, I wanted to see how you would feel about that. I'm surprised she said that. And for Mahala, basically, Miona says, how do you feel about that? And she just kind of went...
Yeah.
Handed her shit.
Wow.
We've all...
Wow.
You know, we've all metaphorically had someone shat in front of us and then just hand us the poop in their hand.
I did not expect that noise, though.
Oh, okay. You know?
The noise was way too real. Did not expect
yeah.
it.
You're welcome.
Yikes. I like it that that's our humor now, though. It's just
it's
like
where we
fart
are.
Jokes and...
Where we are.
Yeah.
We literally did a whole flushing scene with Natalie and Mike's friend.
That,
of her just
that was art.
In the bathroom.
That was art. That was art. It is funny. When we do theaters, I will be the one to push for the pooping sounds.
You?
And, yeah.
I had to learn a whole program in iPad so I could press buttons
and,
to make
and for,
shit sounds.
And I said, can you find things that are pitches differently, like farts that are pitched differently, like...
He was like, that doesn't have a timbre of real flatulence. Could
this
I need
is
something
we
with
do.
A little more bass?
I swear to God. Yo, we work so hard for you.
And then he's like pouring water in a cup. Oh, we don't work hard. Don't clap for that. Don't clap for that.
We do, but we work hard for the stupidest fucking things.
But anyway, so Yeah, Mahala says we would be there, but because it's not in the state, and her reason is because it's not in this state, we don't have enough notice. So we'll plan on being there for the one in a year, I guess.
It's like,
because y'all sires are often shoulder shruggers too.
They
you know
are.
What I'm talking about. It's hand in hand.
So the other thing, so she goes back to tell Jabri about this, and y'all, the first thing Mom does is go to her enabler Brian, and he's like, and she puts up a brave.
God, he's got to stick up his ass, doesn't
he?
No,
they both make each other worse. Because
yes.
She's
yes.
like, so they're gonna go through with the wedding. He's like, I guess that we'll have to do something about that. And, like, it's so joyless, and everything is, you can imagine what they're like with, like, when they're by each other, when they're by themselves. Can you imagine what dinners are like? I went to pick up the mail today.
Oh, good. Did we get that bill from Discover?
Not yet, but I'll pay it as soon as we can. Choose. Thinks about where my gun is.
What about that Etsy coupon I've been waiting for?
Haven't seen it yet, but I'll let you know.
I guess I'll keep waiting.
My gun's in the study drawer. That's basically it. Yeah. It is like nowhere you want to be.
You want
terrifying.
You want bison for dinner again?
We had it two nights ago, but I guess.
It's healthier.
Life is a long, dark hallway. That's it.
That's their life.
Those are those people.
That is their life.
Yes. Joyless. So anyway, they're talking. They're basically kind of like griping to one another.
I want to say, when Mahala says to me, the most passive, she said this earlier, I forgot to say this. And Miona says, like, well, what do you think? She's like, well, I just think, you know, you both choose a really hard path. And, well, that's just hard to witness. It's so hard for me to watch you make choices that don't concern me. It's really hard. Yeah.
Miona actually said to Jabri, she seems more accepting. She's into it. She's better than she was. That's a rubric.
Yeah, that's true.
Go for it. And I think Jabri finally says, this is bullshit. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen now.
But Mahala ends it saying, let's be as supportive as we can right now. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, can't go out of state, but I support you.
I don't understand
maybe if they lived in Brownsville, Texas. It's 12 hours to get to Oklahoma. That's a long time.
There is no Oklahoma references that people are going to understand
no,
here.
No, I'm saying Brownsville's down
we're
at the
not gonna,
corner of the state.
Oh, here we go. Now we're pointing.
So we got Oklahoma people?
Oh, no.
Oh, where are you from, Sugar? Oh, born in Tulsa. More.
Here we go.
That's a shitty place to live. They get hit by an F5 tornado every goddamn year. I'm not kidding. It hits like the same two blocks. If your parents live there, then they're fucking stupid. Wouldn't live there. My mama lives in Denton. Yeah.
We need to move on.
Yeah. All right.
Although I love this old home week.
Do you miss Taco Bueno too? What? You know how I can tell you're from Tulsa? Because you're from Tulsa, because Tulsa girls are, like, Oklahoma City, South, they're more like, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma.
I'm from Oklahoma City. Tulsa
girls are fucking boho chic woohoo girls. They're just like, hey, I'm from Tulsa. Hey, who's doing a shot of my tits? Tulsa.
I love that Oklahoma regional references are playing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sorry. I'm losing oxygen. I have to stop.
I just want to say one last thing about this is that the cognitive dissonance makes your head hurt with this because you know no one really means what they're saying.
No.
And even Jabri is trying to be angry, but he can't be. So I'm just like, and my head is spinning, and so I just drink more. when I watched this segment. And I will say, it's not as bad as having to watch a Big Ed segment, which we don't do anymore.
We will not be covering on Happily Ever After.
We're not covering them on fucking Happily Ever After.
Are y'all... I feel like no one is looking forward to Happily Ever After.
Number one... I got a bone to pick with this.
Shocking.
I'm going to get on my soapbox, metaphorically. I'm not going to stand on that because if it falls, I will feel horrible.
And I would love it. I'd never stop laughing.
The idea of breaking a table, I would never, ever, in front of people.
Oh.
But here's the thing, y'all. We have one couple, Liz and Ed, who aren't even an international couple. Get off our fucking show.
I'm telling y'all, though.
And although I do want to see Kimbali and Usman.
Well, here's what I was going to say.
But they're not engaged. They're not even engaged.
But people were saying that they saw him in the U.S. Here's what is the deal, though, is I'm calling it now. Y'all think I'm wrong in this? Think about it.
Wrong.
Think about this cast.
I don't know.
I actually think, and this is saying something, I think Kimberly and Usman are actually going to be the heart of that show.
No.
Who else then? Who else?
Okay.
Michelangelo?
No. Here, but no.
Maybe Libby and Andre and basically him trying to kill their family?
No. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Who else? Show me now.
She doesn't feel authentically love for him. But it's all fake.
But it's fan love.
That's true. But
it's like that one sissy who got drunk at a VIP and humped you. That was love for her. But I remember Poodle's body.
She didn't hump me. She kind of turned. I was against the wall, and she just went like this on me.
Don't do it tonight. Poodle's and body. Poodle's like, boundaries.
It is my body and my choices. Much longer in the U.S.
But
though,
I'm
apparently.
Asking you, who then? What couple? I use the word heart, but I mean, we're not going to absolutely hate all their segments. I think of Kimberly and Usman.
Oh no, I'm not saying. I disagree with the word heart, though. I disagree. I say comedy. I'm fine with that. I think I'll have a good time watching her go to the Apple Store at the Grove.
Whoa, that is $79.
Yeah,
Jamal. Jamal, I did not expect this.
Yeah. I'm saying I'll enjoy watching it. The fact that they'll be the heart, that relationship's not real.
I might buy this right now. I'm considering it. It's a potential.
Who else is it?
Jamal is going to be on that season a lot.
Who else is it? I know Libby and Andre, we said. It's Jovi and Yara. I think that they're
maybe
the only
Jovi
problem
and Yara.
Is if they can stop being shitty to one another.
No.
And...
Jovi's a man.
Jovi, we gonna see to Mama Jovi come back in the basket.
He's a man from like.
You gonna have to boot down. You gonna have that. Oh, then the line. Yep, then the Jovi.
All right, Yara. Yes, I will see you, Yara.
Jovi.
Yara.
Jovi, you don't like my makeup.
Yara,
put your eyes glued together.
Jovi.
That's
what a Southern guy does.
Now, I am looking forward to that. Jenny and Submit.
Submit! 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 You married me, but now you don't treat me like your wife! Submit! Can chickens get COVID?
Did y'all see the trailer where she, like, screams at him? If you watch that again, in the bottom right corner, you can see feathers flying. There she goes.
Your hair is out of control.
It's humidity.
There is no humidity here.
It rained today. No, it rained, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
It's going full like Carrot Top soon. We're close.
Thank you. I'm going to grow it to my ass.
Anyway, we're...
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
She was talking about me, not you.
I know, I'm saying, okay. So thank you. Thank you for saying we love it. So, y'all, I think it's time for shout-outs.
Let's do shout-outs. Gary, hit that shout-out music.
Gary, give a shout.
You know you make me wanna...
Turn it up, Gary.
Never build a...
come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Oh, wow.
Say, yeah, yeah,
there
yeah,
is Hanson
yeah,
Clay in here.
Say you will.
Oh.
Right
now, baby. Like your glasses,
say you
sir.
Will.
All right, Gary, enough with that shit. Thank you.
Oh, look at that bald man in
give
a gay
us a little,
shirt.
Give us
yum.
A little mood music, Gary, underneath
yes,
this.
Yes, you.
Give us a little
Trey.
Give us a little samba.
All right.
Give us some samba.
Here we go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I got to fold my paper.
All right, here we go. I'll start out. To my little brother, Jack. I'll get up close. You don't know it, but you a dick pig. Thanks for letting me pimp you out for Maddie and Poodle's attention. Love your sister Meredith. Meet me in the alley outside. We'll have your initiation.
Cause here's the deal, y'all. Dick
bring
pig,
a change of underwear.
Yes, cause being a dick pig is what?
A state of mind.
Yes, we had a dick pig in the back. She's like, state of mind. Thank you, madam. Thank you. She kind of said that in a low, big baby girl Lisa voice. What a baby girl. She just said, a state of mind. All right. All right, y'all. This one's a special shout out because, y'all, the famous Eliza is here tonight.
Yay!
Y'all know her from her shout outs, and it says, finally a shout out for Eliza instead of by Eliza. I am grateful to be ending this week being here with such a wonderful and special friend. Love you, Dick Pig, Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Aw. Shout out to all my other Canadian sissies listening who are patiently waiting for the boys to come up north. Pack a parka and condoms and get up here. What are condoms? Love Canadian Dick Pig OJ. I don't think it's O.J. Simpson, just clarifying.
Too soon.
Just clarifying.
All right. Shout out to Cassie. I'm so excited. Oh.
Oh. It's like a pain
It's the three drunketeers in the front. Y'all, they're already wasted. Like, I literally think one said, hey, where do you want to go after
that?
That
was so loud.
Great. All right. All right.
Gary, give us some samba music. Give us that track.
Samba. We fucked
there
it
we
up.
Go.
There we go. Shout out to Cassie. I'm so excited we're here meeting our gays. Thank you for being one of the best people I know. The Hannah to my page. Let's giggle together forever. That's sweet.
Shout out to all my mile high dick pigs. I'm with you in spirit. Thank you to Maddie Poodle for all you do. Thank you.
To the hottest straight male sissy here, Josh.
Ooh, where's Josh?
Happy 30th birthday.
Ooh.
Love, baby
Mama
girl
like.
Nova.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Show
is that
yourself.
Josh? Did you bring someone here for their actual 30th birthday who doesn't know us? Please tell me. Did you really do that?
That's an insane move, and I'm here for
that's
it.
That's a boss move.
We had a woman bring a man. They were on a first date in New York.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He was hot too. What,
and the things that we said, I think we talked about the perfect way to rim someone there.
Oh, we did.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, I enjoyed it." I'm like, "But still, you showed him who you are the first date."
True, you did.
Holy fuck!
Believe them. All right, that's you.
Oh. Mama Lou Who, thanks for being slightly passive aggressive when I told you I was seeing the gays on your birthday in another state. Love you, Buggy.
I love that.
Y'all, my mother Poodle is slightly passive aggressive about every decision she says.
That's true.
And I was like, why would you do that, Jay Bird, on my birthday? I had a show on her birthday, and we called her, and I went to voicemail.
Send in your voicemail. I was sleeping. Shout out to Matt Poodle for getting me through the last few years. You don't know how much you've helped me. Guys, Stephanie.
Oh. to my sister Nikki. You came to Minneapolis to see the gays with me, and now I hear here I am reciprocating the favor in Denver. Don't think that's the word we're using reciprocating the right way. That's okay.
Just read the words. It's sweet.
I'm so shitty.
You're such a bitch.
Let's manifest a sister trip to Vegas. The sister trip. Like Patrice and the sister dream. A sister trip to Vegas for a fall is fun tour with Maddie and Poods. Keep going, Queens. Your sister, Cupcake. Y'all. Sorry I shaded you, Cupcake. I think you're correct, actually.
We are planning on Vegas in the fall, y'all. It might be an event trip. You don't know. All right, shout out to my wonderful husband, John, who came with me tonight to see the boys, knowing them mainly for Reality Gate in my car.
Ooh.
First time was Big Dick.
Big Dick. Big Dick.
Big Dick. Love you, babe, your brown-eyed girl.
Oh.
That's sweet. If it runs out, Gary, just play it again, please.
Dear Queens, please come back to New York. There's plans on it. I couldn't see y'all because that damn bomb cyclone and then Miss Wuhan bat got y'all for Philly. Leilani. We'll be there. Hey, boys.
Be hell, boy. I'm going to get you.
All right. Dear Maddie and Poodle, thank you for getting this dick pig. Thank you for getting this dick pig respiratory therapist through COVID. Love, Amber.
Holy fuck.
Amber, you've seen some shit, and we're sending you all love. Let's give a round of applause for Amber.
And I hope you're around to give me oxygen later. To my smoke show of a husband, Bob, thank you for loving these boys as much as I do and bringing me here tonight. You are the best mac and cheese chef, karaoke partner, daily love letter writer, yes, and guy, old man, puggle, co-parent, and girth train conductor that a girl could ever ask for. Chicka, 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 chicka. Woo, woo. Love, Kate.
Hey, all right. Okay. To my sexy, crinkled-eyed, bearded love.
I love a good crinkle-eyed.
I love a good crinkle-eyed, too. Matt, you can see your way back wherever you are. Matt, you creamed it. You dreamed it. And we manifested it. And now we're having a baby and moving to Denver. Denver sissies want to be friends. Where's Matt? Where's Matt? Oh, there they are. I don't know your name because you didn't write it, but that's okay.
We need a
baby. I'm going to call you Jennifer.
We need a baby onesie that says, Mama dreamed it and Daddy creamed it.
Or Mama dreamed it, Daddy creamed it.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Literally, that's what I said that
time. Wasn't clear. Audio.
What? It wasn't clear.
Let's get through this. I'm losing oxygen.
Is it my turn?
Well, yes.
Oh. I need to mark these because I can't see them. Emily, thank you for letting me give you your first indecent exposure to the cabergays. You're stuck now, sissy.
Shout out to my hot ass boyfriend with the girthy schmeat.
Oh, yes.
You're a true feminist. Love blocks.
Nice. Loves the girth train.
Oh.
Shout out to my squirrel friends, Kristen and Alex, at the car store. Keep going, Queens. Miss you and love you.
Shout out to my sissy D, who couldn't be here tonight but really wanted to. Thanks for watching all this trash TV with me and confusing our respective partners with random quotes.
Dive, Tamara, dive!
Dive!
Dive, Tamara, dive!
Shout out to Eliza. Love listening to your shout outs and love all the shows. Keep going, Queens and Jamie.
There you go. Thanks to Jackie for flying from Columbus, Ohio, for Mom's Night Out. Love, Jess.
Yay,
yes, where
Mom's
are
night
you?
Out. Oh,
we
my.
We love Columbus.
This one says, my dearest master, I thank thee for accompanying me to this evening of merriment. Your generosity will be returned tenfold this eve. Forever yours, Bunny.
Oh, Bunny.
Well,
Bunny is into some freaky shit. Too breezy, my badass OR nurse BFF. Thanks for all that you do. Stay strong and manifest it. Love, Law, L.A.
Law?
I don't know if it's Law or L.A.
To my dick pig bestie, Jasmine. Can't wait to get wild to the Dick Riviera, a.k.a. Colombia. Treya.
Australia. Shout out to my wife, the Heather to my Dylan.
You know, Heather and Dylan from Love After Lockup?
Yep. I swear to God, secretly, I hate you. Ta.
Ta. Shout out to the Mile High City. Speaking of Mile High, Poodle, are you a member of the Mile High Club?
He got digged down yesterday at the hotel. Y'all, I went to an old bookstore and went by the Orange Theory, and Poodle got dicked down. To my husband, Joseph, you may not have been my 90-day fiancé, but that doesn't mean I still can't show you the American way. Raw dog, baby. All aboard the Girth train. Love, Sarah.
Brace yourself. It's a real shout-out. Emil, you're the love of my life. Kendra, sorry I said you were pregnant when you actually had COVID.
Good night.
No, no. Read the next part. That's my favorite.
The test looks similar.
Welcome to Denver. Eliza.
Eliza. All right. Wow, that was the best one. Okay.
Wow.
Thanks to my brother, but thanks to my favorite brother, Michael, for coming to the show. Love you tons. Lethal.
When you become the favorite brother when you come to a reality gay show.
You do.
Shout out to my wonderful, handsome, sexy bear of a fiancé, Steven. I'm very excited to be your dick pig for life. Love you so much, Elizabeth. Gays, sing the Stephen with a P, not Stephen with a V song. Oh, it's Stephen with a P, not Stephen with a V, because Stephen with a V is a predator.
Predator. There you go. And last but not
really,
least.
Really, tell us.
To my amazing ma'am for coming with me tonight. I love.
Melissa.
Y'all, okay, that's our shouts. Give yourself a round of applause.
Go buy our merch. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right.
I'm still winded.
All right, y'all.
This oxygen shit is no joke. Yes, I'm good now. Every time I talk, I go.
Yes, we're going to be fine. And so let's just do our Reality Gaze roundup, shall we?
Reality Gaze roundup.
Let's talk about some Below Deck.
Below Deck. Both versions, y'all. Ooh. It's the sound of the islands. Conga, conga, conga.
Welcome.
As welcome. What's her name? As what Magda said, I think you got you channeled your inner Latina, but you're Polish.
Yes, I'm Latina, apparently. It was very problematic when she said that, by the way.
Yeah, but just like Miona.
Mm-hmm. I think Below Deck's going to be good this season.
It's back.
Right?
After last season's Below Deck OG, which was terrible, and Below Deck Med, which was okay, but and Sailing Yacht, which I had high hopes for, but it turned out to be a snooze.
Sit down.
Because everybody liked everybody.
I don't think it will be this season.
No, y'all. Captain Sandy's got... I got two department chairs that... They're all new to me. And I'm sailing a new boat and a new place I've never been. Challenge accepted. Lead her ship tour.
So,
I'm going to play my new Sean Colvin remix later.
Also, Ryan may be the dickiest chef we've ever had on Below Deck.
No. I will say, Chef Ben has given him a run for his money in his earlier seasons, but Ryan is, he's a douchebag.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, Ben at least had a sense of humor about him, so you could kind of get his dickishness and balance with his sense of humor, especially in his confessionals. Like, you got Ben being funny. He's just an asshole.
Y'all,
but
he's got
Ryan's got a small dick and trying to make
small
up for
small little
it.
Balls, too. They just look like little acorns, shrivelly.
He is so fucking chefy.
He can barely even shave them. He can't find them.
I'm here for on Below Deck, on Badoo. I'm here.
Okay.
Below Deck Down Under.
Now, some of you have seen all of it. We have not.
I'm here.
Tulsa's like, I saw it! Woo!
I'm here for all of the hot man candy. And I'm here for the Captain Jason. I do need to say that we heard from someone who went to school with Brittini today.
She wanted to stay anonymous, but she went to school. She even proved it. She said, look, I'm Facebook friends with her, and proved it. So she came with receipts.
And she's like, we're the same place. She's from Michigan, same place that Stephanie Cuckoo and all the ones are from.
Cool.
Y'all, she said... She was Brittany in school.
She just recently went by Brittini.
Because the way it's spelled is Brittany. And she's like, I mean, come on. I love that. I love that for her. I love that.
And I know everybody talks about Captain, but y'all, Jamie does it for us.
But
do we make bad decisions?
He's so shitty. He's going to be...
So gay and amber because all the women are like, oh, honey, I've been down that road.
No, he's going to wind up really shitty, I'm certain.
God, I'd love to get fucked by him, though.
Okay.
Just like...
Where was the subtext or the joke there?
Oh,
that
please.
That was just dead on.
Please, mister. Ugh.
I'm always metaphorical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm never crude.
But speaking of not being prude anymore, can we talk about Welcome to Plathville?
Welcome to Plathville!
Holy shit! It's Mariah's jam, y'all. Gotta do Kim's dance.
This is the worst piano thing. That's it, the Kim dance. In character shoes. Yes!
Silence can be when you're
Zumba! Get the Zumba! Run DMC! So. Alright, Gary, cut that. Alright, so if you don't know, that is Moriah's song, Missed Myself, that she premiered. It's not good.
It's not.
And y'all, you know Olivia did that piano drop.
She did.
And it's, for those of you who know anything about recording, it's not even quantized. And I'm just talking about nerdy shit now. Like, it's a button that you press it to make sure it lines up everything else. And she's like, doom, 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 doom. Anyway, I first heard it and I was like, oh, my God, that wasn't even produced. You know what?
But
God love her.
No.
As I said before, she needs to, like, fuck a producer. He needs to, like, take her to a party with drugs.
But it doesn't matter because nobody cares about Mariah anymore because Mama Plath is drinking. What
okay.
the fuck?
I am living in a real quandary here, as I think most people are who watch this show.
I still think she's can be an evil, manipulative person to her children, but God damn, that woman's been through some shit.
Now, again, let me be clear, Boo Puppet Show. Bring out the evil one. Boo!
She's going to drink my Diet Dr. Pepper.
Let me be clear. You can do terrible things and be a terrible person and have been through a lot, and we can hold space for you to get better.
Yeah.
And we can also realize that you're finding a new way to be and to understand. And I'm not saying you are owed forgiveness. That is up to your family to do and between you and whatever universal force you have.
Yeah.
But she's starting to make the most sense to me, and that scares me. Honestly, I don't like it. I honestly don't
Show
like
it. Show of hands, has anybody been turned from hating to somewhat sympathizing with Mama Plath?
Who
still hates her? Show of hands.
But let me say this.
I love it.
This is why this show is so good. Because this is showing you these are not heroes and villains. The first season, we were like, oh my God, we love Ethan so much. Ethan is just like the cutest. Now, Ethan is like, I refuse to change no matter how much you throw at me. And the more you push me, I'm going to dig my heels in because I'm incapable of emotional growth. So, and maybe he is capable. However, nothing that Olivia is wanting him to do. And the thing is, we were talking about this. You think Olivia might leave him. And I think...
He doesn't. I do.
I don't think she's going to leave him.
I think if he doesn't grow in 3 years, she'll be gone.
And I agree, but that is actually irrelevant compared to the way the show's working.
Hello, irrelevant.
Y'all,
Lalu's coming back.
The next time you meet someone and someone else brings a friend, do you say hello, irrelevant? Doom, 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 doom. Y'all, the show is coming back. The show is coming back on Sunday.
This month, right?
Sunday. Next Sunday.
When we're on vacation.
Lalu.
We're taking vacation week. So next week, we're missing everything.
What show, Carl's wife? I'll tell you what show.
It's Love After
Carl,
only the
Carl, get the Dish Network fired up.
It's only we're the best theme. It's only the best theme song we sing.
Honey, there's room enough for you two, I promise. So I just want to say that it's going to be, we got 3 more episodes left of Plathville.
Yes.
You need to watch these the night they come out. Because this is, Ethan's going to be meeting with Mama Plath. And if he doesn't, they're going to tease it for next season. I doubt Olivia will, but damn. And Micah's going to facilitate it. And who knew Micah would be the most understanding, emotional, strong man of the series? I didn't see it. He's still not an actor.
I did. I saw it. It all made sense to me.
I feel like that's what Sting meant whenever you go down on Micah. It's just Fields of Gold when you look at his pubes. Just that big dick.
Don't ruin the song Fields of Gold. That's a beautiful song.
Do you remember me when I sucked your dick?
No. I will only hear that song.
And you walk
I will only see blonde pubic hair.
Okay, thanks, Micah.
You just ruined that song for me, and I'm unruinable.
It is.
There are very few things in the world I love.
Well, that's done. That's done.
You know what? That's fair, because I've ruined so many things.
It's true.
So I'm gonna stop. I can't
watch Beauty and the Beast anymore.
No, y'all, that's a farce. That whole thing was a farce.
It's true.
Y'all, we're gonna talk now. I think it's time to talk about Love in Paradise.
I like my post downstairs.
You can share with me.
All right.
Someone just said I left my lyrics downstairs.
I left my lyrics downstairs because you just wrote it like an hour ago. First of all, Love in Paradise is so good. We've already kind of talked about it. So I think we can just get to what everybody wants, right, Pooh?
Gary, roll the theme song. Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life.
I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone.
Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
Ooh. It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful,
it,
wonderful.
Gary. This man is so
that's
confused.
That's our Love in Paradise theme. Like,
really? You know.
Yeah. That is Ann Wilson from Heart. And the guy,
Joe Perry,
something
or
Reno,
Tyler Perry,
Reno? Mike Reno. Thank you, Mike Reno from Loverboy.
The one straight guy's like, I know that song. I didn't know Baby Doe, but I know that.
Fuck, it's something I know.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, that's all we got.
That's all we got, Gary. I think it's time. Let's
it's
get
time
back,
to, get
to,
back
the podcast.
To the podcast. Baby Cool. Okay, y'all, this fucking slaps. I get ready to this song. It's on my Spotify playlist, and I love it. What is happening to me?
You get ready to do what with this song?
It's better that you don't know.
All right, thank you, Gary.
All right, thank you, Gary. A little Baby Cool goes a long way.
All right, y'all. Patrick and Thais. 28 days to wed.
You both deserve one another. That's what I've decided. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to feel sick while you get married, and your tight body, not tight in a good way, it's like locked into that blue suit, gasping for air. The buttons are just screaming.
They gave him another one. It looked better. It's a nice suit. It's suit supply. Those are nice suits.
Oh,
someone just asked.
Read her for filth. Read her. Read her. Read
I'm gonna
her.
Call
read her,
her.
Read her.
Megaphone Betsy just asked if I was still into him. I don't know why,
read
but you
her.
Have a look of a Betsy to me. This is the deal. I'm going to
say. It's okay.
Say
you can go back on what you thought.
I think about his lips and sometimes how he speaks and his lips look kind of, he's always kind of pursed like this. I also think about that his farts smell so bad, just like eggs and whey protein. Like, it's so, so bad. Like, anybody who knows who's
get on with
get
it. What are you still into him?
But here's the deal. He's got those long brown eyelashes. And when he tells me that he was never loved by his mother,
and that he just wants to be a good family member, a good brother. And he shows me his not very long, but somewhat kind of girthy, but not big ball cock.
No.
That's all smooth and hairless. And
No.
I don't even have to use a lot of lube because he wears so much lotion, he can just kind of spit on it like a pirate. I would let him fuck me.
It is a lipstick tube at best. On his big body.
I think more than that.
Lipstick
and
tube.
And he would just look at me. He would just... Pummeling? He would look at me with those big brown eyes.
Popeyes.
It would only be 4 minutes. That's all it is. But he was
got wispy dick all the time.
He would want to please me so bad because he just wants to be loved. And he would just say, can we cuddle after? And I'm like, yes, we can. Yes, we can, Patrick.
No, but then he'd be a crier. And
I would still fuck him.
Get
off
me.
Am I alone in this? Am I alone?
You know
I'm alone.
It's okay.
Alone.
That's the trauma talking.
No, there was one woman who started to raise her hand. She went, I thought she's raising her hand. She was just fixing her hair. You
so
almost did.
Let's get down to this. They are having the wedding in Orlando. And
Orlando,
the city the dreams are made of. God, I hope they're on Extreme Sisters. I hope
Patrice and Beatrix.
They'll come close to realizing their sister dream.
My friend who's a producer, because I was saying, I'm so excited for Smother. And he said, Extreme Sisters trailer's going to drop. He said, it's even.
Please no pang pang.
He said it's 10 times cringier than last season.
No! I'm sorry. For some reason, I can handle Seeking Sister Wife. It is the air that I breathe, but I can't handle Extreme Sisters. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. And poor Brenda.
Poor Brenda. You need to go on Married to Reality. They do Seeking Sister Wives.
I volunteered to do it.
They just started doing video, too. Good for them.
Can we not talk about other podcasts on ours?
All right.
Jesus.
They're getting
Christ.
Married in Orlando. And Patrick says, what do you think about getting married in Orlando? I think this is cute that they're getting married on 2/2/22. You hate shit like that. I like stuff like that.
I don't give
a fuck. It's your wedding day? See, I love that.
It's just a day.
You and her? Yeah, you're going to have to share that with Patrick and Thais. Is your husband here? He just left. He said, I'm out.
I was describing
being fucked by a human growth hormone, and he said, this is too much.
Now, he says such lovely things in this of, well, I'm paying for it, so I can decide when I'm going to do it. Again, they deserve one another. I've stopped really finding enough to care about either of them. I am interested now. We're going to talk to the father probably the next episode.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
Wicked piss up.
Go Sox. She says that he's trying to control everything. I think it doesn't seem controlling to me. She's trying to weaponize that word, honestly.
Flawless
controlling, y'all.
Here's a better way of explaining it, I think. It is the word that she knows that makes her feel like her father controls her life. So,
yes,
it is, but she can't say that to her father because that's her father. And they have a really, father, thank you.
Well,
they have a really weird relationship.
People have different, you know, everybody has their own kind of attachment style in relationships. And he's so anxiety attachment. So everything he does is out of anxiety. And she's avoidant, which is just, that's a very bad combination.
I think that's a good point. I think to that point.
So the controlling comes out of fear. That's all I want to say. Where Bilal, it comes out of, let's see how much we can destroy her.
Yeah, and let's see. And I enjoy using you.
I feel powerful when I put her in these positions.
I think what he is trying to do is make things fast and make the quick decisions. Should he include her? Yes.
Yeah.
However, when he does ask her things, she either goes, "Ooh," or "Whoa," and does with that kind of thing a lot.
He does do that.
So maybe it saves time. I'm like, oh, she does that a lot. And I think now, if it's a makeup and hair thing, he's an idiot for not letting her handle all of that, because that is the one thing that's important to her.
Oh, fine.
The one thing. The makeup and hair and the pictures. That is the one thing.
But as he said, the person you liked, Patrick said, like, can you, I don't think it was rude when he said, can you converse with her?
No, that's true.
And so, but I think they should have done it, the three of them together.
Yeah.
But I do think he probably was like, I don't want to sit and talk about makeup and hair. That's boring. So he just paid for it.
I do want to say, this was the one couple I had hopes of. I still have hopes for Eben Muhammad, the green card chaser. No, I have hopes. I have hopes that they will not be together.
Yeah. We will not get it done.
I will get a green card. Now, but I think he might. I think he might find another sponsor. He might move on.
I'm hoping he just goes gay.
Much better for the Sonic the Hedgehog look he's got going on. But I thought she might go back. I thought they might not make it, but I think they're going to. I love it how, remember how we used to pull for couples, guys?
You think even,
we're watching season 5, Muhammad, I'm like, I'm pulling for you.
You think Eva Muhammad are going to do it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't. You mean Patrick and Thais are going to do it?
I thought Patrick and Thais might not.
I wish they wouldn't, but I think they will.
No, they will. I think it is true. I don't think she really wants to be in America. I think she will get married because she sees it's the easiest thing to do, because she doesn't want to tell her dad. And I think she will tell her dad, but I guarantee you she's going to yes and this. It's going to be, she will back it up with something like, yeah, we're thinking of that. And he may understand enough Portuguese to know, but
I think Thais is very concerned with how things look.
Yeah.
In a shallow way. Like, she doesn't like this house because even though it's bigger, it looks smaller than the one-story house and like the bigger piece of land in Austin. She doesn't like that. I don't think she would like the way it would look if she left America, because she was on this show if she didn't get married. And I think she wants to use this show to build
I will
her
tell
Instagram.
You this. She's getting... compared to someone like Miona, she's getting a shitty edit. They hate her. So,
I do think Thais is a spoiled brat.
Me too. But no, but I mean, compared to a lot of the other women on the show.
She's not a sweet person.
But
she, yeah, she, thank you, straight man. She lies, she does. She lies to everyone. You said she wants a pillow.
God.
She told her father. She's an ableist. She told him, I'm only going on a 3-month vacation, not I'm getting married and moving away forever. What if Feifel in American Tale lied to his family? What would you think about that? Feifel said, you know what? I'm actually not coming back. See you later, mom and dad. Bye, sis.
No somewhere out there. I just want to say one thing to you, sir. Nothing makes my pants tighter than a man who's got an opinion about Night A Fiance.
Yes!
Nothing.
He's got very nice arms, too.
Nothing. I'll see you in the alley after.
Yeah.
And you too, don't forget.
Wear a condom because you'll get warts.
It's just a fact of life. They'll go away.
Looks like a goblin road down there.
Cobblestone Street. It's kind of bumpy.
Brrr.
Avoid the monkeypox if you can.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Is it too soon for monkeypox jokes? Maybe. Maybe.
So, let's talk about
or
the
too
next
early.
Oh.
We need to move on. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the next day.
I'm gonna get us into weird territory tonight.
Yeah,
I can
terrible.
Tell. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
What do you think about her friends, Nadia and Kayla? Those aren't her friends. You're right, Megaphone.
Fake friends. We love a fake friend. We love Guillermo's hairstylist. We love Natalie's only person who spoke Russian in Seattle, who was in love with her. We love a fake friend.
We love a fake friend, and I love that these fake friends too. Remember the party that Thais hated and bitched about? These are where she met her two friends, the only fans she fucking has in Texas. Was a party
these
she hated.
These are not her friends.
She's like, turns out after I bitched and moaned, I actually had fun.
Y'all, she don't have fun.
So I just kind of wrote, then you're trolling us now, bitch. So I'm going to, they're trolling us. I think it's all fake. This seemed all fake to me. I want to talk about something. I'm sorry. I got to get this off my chest. Y'all, Kayla was, she really, really loved that remake of, we can't get into what your soapbox, we don't have the oxygen, but she really loved the remake of The Grinch. She really loved the makeup styling in that movie. And so she decided that when I take a blush brush, I'm going to rub it in that, rub it in that Wild Orchard color. And then I'm just going to rub it across the middle of my fucking face and put it on my fucking nose. Blush does not go on your nose. You look like a sex doll fairy that's had too much to drink. She looked ridiculous.
Thank you for saying that. I did not know what the combination of problems that was there. But I was like, why does she look weird? I remember thinking that.
You could
that.
Put like a on your cheeks and then just like a little down the bridge just for a little color. I did that to Poodle and I tonight. I got my NARS orgasm right here. And I'm wearing it on my lips. Got it right here. But I didn't go... It literally looks like she just like rimmed Satan's ass and red just came off on her tongue. Yeah.
We have to move on. Please.
I'm out of oxygen.
So, thank you. So, y'all, Patrick and John are looking for suits. Brother John. And I like it when there's sin. Pinstripes is going to make me look slimmer. Make you look slimmer. And you can't do a lot with that linebacker body and that pinhead.
No.
It's going to be what it's going to be. I know that's like a body type a lot of guys have, but he takes a lot of pride in that. But he's too big here. It's something. Yeah. Thank you.
That's when he lifts me up and carries me up those stairs, because that house doesn't bother me.
I'm not into that body type. I'm sorry if you're into that with your husband, but like, it'd be nice if he could inflate that head like just a little bit.
It's not my favorite. I'll be honest. It's not my favorite.
Have you guys? This is maybe weird, and no one's ever seen it. There's a horror movie series called Puppet Master. And you remember Pinhead from Puppet Master, who's got this tiny little head on this huge body?
Now we're into territory.
It's such a weird thing because they're puppets and they kill people.
If I can't talk about blush, you can't talk about killing puppets.
Fine. I was really into it. Now, John's saying, you know, he's looking to have me because my taste is impetuous.
Impetuous.
Impetuous. I have an impetuous taste. Impetuous. Impetuous. That's probably true.
It is, yes.
But I gotta say, he was so confident the way he was saying it. That's my favorite, when people aren't even looking for the word. They just say it and it's so wrong. And the camera says, oh my God, I'm so glad I got this. It's such a great feeling. That is what someone who's like us for reality TV, we look at and go, these are the moments that we cherish. Like what it was like when Lacey said, I'm pregnant.
Pregnant.
And there was no even close to the word pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Pregnant.
She said pregnant or something.
She did.
She
did.
And changing tone. So, anyway, so John is trying to have, like, this kind of pep talk. And he's like, so the wedding's coming fast. What are you going to do? And you're going to talk to the father. When you're going to talk to the father?
Yeah. We're getting there.
And then he's like, are you happy?
He's like,
it's kind of like when you're about to squat 600 pounds. This is something you understand, right? something everybody understands because everybody squats 600 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. He's not the smartest man.
I do need to say, John, it seems like John is trying to be kind here. Y'all, again, John wants them separate because as soon as Patrick is gone, he loses every bit of foundation he has. So no wonder he's going to be a little selfish for that. But, like, I think there
it's not a defense for how he behaves.
No.
But it's
kind
of showing that he seems in desperation mode.
He does.
I
also think it does seem I think about this because I was thinking about this if this was my brother. And exactly.
He's
brother
not
Poodle.
Heavy. He's my brother.
Because I was thinking about if I'd known my brother dating this person from overseas who had not told her family, and I kind of spent time with her, and I didn't think she was right for him. I think I would do something similar. I think I would find an easier way to do it and a nicer way to do it. My mother would say, no, y'all, she would say out of it, and she would say, no one asked me, though. Come on. But she would, I told you so when it was over.
Oh, no.
She would, I told you so, like a mother bee.
Mama Mar would hire a private detective, and then she'd get with Aunt Peggy, and then Aunt Peggy would say, I'm going to write you a check, honey, and you're going to get out of here, and you're going to leave us alone, and we're all going to be happy.
Wow.
That actually is one reason why someone in our family broke up. My family hires private investigators. Don't fuck with Amar, y'all. Don't fuck with Amar.
We need to move on.
Patrick does say she sent him a makeup artist, and he is so dumb. I guess he thought, oh, that means she wants it. He's just mad about it. So
they deserve each other.
The thing is,
I can throw up.
I think what that shows with a lot of couples, they don't communicate at all.
I do pray that we never see them again after this
they
is
don't,
over.
They're I don't the think ones. They both have... I think they both are physically attracted to one another. I think he's like totally... I think he's in love more with the fantasy that she completes...
Of the hot Brazilian girl.
Well, no, not even that. The hot Brazilian girl, but that's going to complete this family. She's not going to be into this family life that he wants. And for her, I think that I think she's really into his body type and him physically.
Yeah.
And I think they're both just living in a fantasy.
Give me a show about John and that dog. There, Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
Give me John and Teodoro on Pillow Talk. Now, I could see that. I could see them doing okay, but the dog needs to be there.
No.
But I want to say one more thing.
They go back to the home. We didn't even talk about that.
Huh?
They didn't talk about Patrick and Ty's conversation. Don't forget
and they
that.
Do talk, and he basically says, you have to tell your dad. And I can understand his reasoning.
Because even Kayla was with her fucking red blood. She was like, girl.
You gotta tell your.
You should tell your dad.
Even the girl she hardly knows she has to tell her father.
Yeah.
I think she does agree to FaceTime the father. The father. The father tonight. You're gonna tell the father. What's the father gonna say?
And Patrick does say, which is, again, because Patrick is so wounded, bless his heart. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you get it, like, make a good choice. But it realized. He feels if she's not telling her father, which I would feel this way too, I would think, I'm not important to you. Which is a very human thing to experience. Ty still doesn't really get that. She's like, fine, I'll just tell him.
She doesn't really see Patrick as a partner.
Yeah, that's
she is seeing him as the accessory to her fabulous life.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. His body, he's a pretty accessory to her Instagram.
Yeah.
In her
mind.
And
here's so I want to ask that's basically all I have about them. I want to ask you guys, the only couple that I'm really wanting to see ever again out of this is Guillermo and Kara. I kind of want to see them. And I wouldn't mind just for cringe seeing Bilal and Shida again.
No.
Just for cringe.
No.
Just for cringe.
No.
Yeah,
if you talk about cringe, I would rather see Patrick and Thais because you know they're going to include John. I'd rather see that.
True. But I don't think there's anybody from this season who I'd like to see again besides Karen Guillermo, I think. And, yeah. Ari and Beanie, of course. I will argue in favor. I will be an Ari Beanie apologist till I die. And I'll tell you why. Give me an Ari and Beanie. Give me a Leandro side eye any day.
Leandro's such a loser. My ex-boyfriend and my fiance my pregnancy test. I can't believe this is happening
she
again.
She knows exactly how to make me feel like shriveled up inside. And that is something only Ari can do.
And her parents are so shady.
And again, Ari is the one person who can have greasy and dry hair at the same time. And like I said, I think I said at the Seattle or one of the Seattle shows, it was like dry, ragged clothes.
And next week when she's trying on a wedding dress, it's even worse. Oh,
y'all, she is spectacularly awful, and I want to see her. I don't care how many seasons. It is eye rolling. We're now in star quality time, and I love her family. I love the terrible sister who works at Lens Crafters. When the brothers come who are like big Coke fiends. I love them.
I don't think any of them are going to be on. Hey, they said the whole cast, but maybe they'll surprise us with somebody else after they get married. Maybe they want to put it. They'll be on Hey another season.
So y'all. That's the show.
That's the podcast.
We want to do...
We're doing a special thing, and I told Poodle we're doing this at the last minute because
literally an hour before, I would have said no.
I went to the wizard closet, and there was so much shit there, I bought some stuff. So we're going to do some giveaways.
So, number one, who here has been to one reality game show before this? Raise your hand. Yes.
Okay.
Who's been to two before this? One, two. Who's been?
Oh, there's some back there.
Who's been to three before this?
Three.
Shut up.
What, three? Are you two a couple?
Yes.
Four. Then you're kidding.
And bitch, were they all different shows? Fuck yes, yep. They were, because we don't repeat our fucking selves.
Then you're getting an oven mitt that says butter. Here you go. I'm going to throw it out. All right, next up, which man's going to take his shirt off? And no, I'm kidding. We're not doing that here. That type of show.
I love it how y'all have no boundaries. Yeah. I love that.
You know what? She was not going to do it for you. You should be happy. She was going to protect you. Thank you, sugar. Look at your crimped hair again. I love it.
Here we go.
All right.
I knew this would be a mistake.
All right. What's the next one?
Oh, yes.
Y'all, all right. So who here is show of hands been reality gayed in public?
Anybody been reality gayed?
All right. Okay.
Who did anybody have? I swear we actually said something about disgusting sexual practices and someone like your minister heard or your child heard it.
Okay. You choose one out. In the back. What was your story? Oh, wait.
Yeah, not yet. Hold on.
What would happen?
That's what's interesting. It's not enough. Oh, yeah. We objectified the fuck out of you. Yeah, I called him walking by Viagra. I did.
And I'm wearing your backwards hat now. Or you're wearing a backwards hat now. And I'm flummoxed. And because of that, are you into puzzles?
Yeah, hold on, ma'am, you will get your turn.
I'm just going to give this. We've got enough. We'll give her something.
Give her something.
You're going to get a Disney Beauty and the Beast.
This is the Stockholm Syndrome puzzle.
So you're reminded of Stockholm Syndrome.
Don't teach that to your kids, y'all. I remember throwing the hat to you, sir. Yeah, I got gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your face is ablazing in my memory.
Did she have a story over there?
Yes, madam, what's your story? Fort Carson Army Base.
Army Base.
Hopefully, we were singing a lovely hymn to the Navy.
Do you remember what we were talking about? Okay, you get here. Give her this.
Oh, madam, you get some socks that say, fuck off, I'm reading. Oh, sorry.
All right. We've got another, oven mitt. What's the next one? What are we doing?
I love it how you planned this out, and I'm having to come up with the categories. Who traveled the farthest today? Who traveled far? Y'all are Austin?
You already got one.
San Antonio? Ohio?
Ohio.
I'm still amazed people live there.
All right. I think Ohio.
Ohio, you get it because we already had San Antonio.
You get an oven mitt that says, I hate everyone too. Here you go. Here, I can throw it.
Okay. Who traveled the least amount? Who lives like 3 blocks away?
Wait. Oh, wait.
1 block away?
Who lives 2 blocks? 2 blocks. Who's 1 block away?
1 block away,
wait, you're,
madam.
You're two?
1 block two. Away. Oh, 1 mile.
One
fuck
mile.
That.
She's 2 blocks away. Megaphone
2 blocks.
Is 2 blocks. Wait, what did you give her? You didn't even read it.
Who cares?
What does it say? I want to know. Yeah, parsley, sage, rosemary, and fuck off.
Love it.
There's still like 3 more things.
I love it how I did not build this timing into the show. So.
Okay. Who in here?
This was like me during the Aunt Peggy story in San Diego. I'm sitting here like
thank
this.
Thank you.
If y'all could have seen a video of me during the Aunt Peggy story.
Who in here brought their mother to a reality gay show? Oh,
good one.
I think I saw this blonde. You brought your mother to? Oh, right there. Okay.
She brought her mother,
then
but
she's already
got one.
You're both going to get a pair of socks. One says, love who you love.
Aw.
And the other one said, take no shit, give no fucks.
Amen.
What? Oh, the shout out. Then good. I'm glad you
aww.
Got it.
Aw.
All right. One more thing. We got some Scooby-Doo dice because y'all remember Scooby-Doo's gay. Scooby-Doo is so
all right.
gay.
So what's the
so
what's
the question is, who in here was turned on by Scooby? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Daphne,
I'm
kidding. Did you like Daphne?
Did you masturbate to Scooby-Doo? There you go. There you go. This man masturbates. He just admitted to masturbating to Scooby.
he just said he wanted the
wow.
dog.
You sick motherfucker. That's a children. Good
you know,
God.
In your defense, he had a well-shaped face.
He did.
And the proportions were good. I was more of a Shaggy fan because he hung. You don't know it.
But Scooby.
He's too stoned to get it up, though.
He was fixed, so you're into no balls? Weird.
We don't know he was fixed.
Who
maybe
knows?
We do.
It was a dog joke.
It was animated, so you couldn't do the balls.
Y'all, they are not a sponsor.
This is a
dumb
conversation.
Go to the Wizard's Closet. The Wizard's Closet's wonderful. They're very nice, and they were all wearing like gay shit. I loved it.
It's time. Okay, you guys, that's the end of the show. So basically, I wish we could, but we paid these people for a certain amount of time, bitches.
Gary is finally, his wife has a kids this night. He finally gets to go home and watch Chatterbait for 3 hours all night like he's always wanted to do.
Not yet,
Gary.
Not
yet. But see, he is ready to go home.
Gary is so ready to go jerk off to that
computer. He is so ready.
Y'all, let Gary jerk off. Just a couple thank yous, Gary, and I promise you can get your nuts.
Y'all, thank you to the Gothic Theater for having us tonight. We had such a good time. If you're going to do the VIP, do we know where they're going to line up? I wasn't there for
yes,
that.
Yes, we're going to do it right here. We're going to, in the first, so you guys who are VIP, you can guys could kind of hang out here. We'll move some of these chairs and where it's lit, we'll get take pictures. You can, if you want to go get some merch in the back, everybody who's not VIP, exit through the front in an organized manner and have a lovely evening. And, and we also want to thank, both Aaron and James in the booth, and Christian over here.
Christian's our Gary.
And is it Emily doing merch?
Emily doing merch. Jean, thank you so much, Jean.
Kristen, our booker, Sarah and her whole team at Acast, Jackie and the Sissy Squad Moss. Sissy Squad is a great place to be. And our Sissy team, Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick. This show is dedicated to you guys, so it's our last of this tour. So you guys are the kind of the best listeners we could have ever asked for. And we trust us that we do not take your loyalty and your kindness for granted.
Would you like some? Would you like some oxygen? I'm sorry.
I'm literally just trying to have a vulnerable moment. And I'm never, this is so typical. I'm never allowed to. Because you're always playing me as the cheap clown.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I really appreciate everyone. That's what I'm trying to say.
Poodle loves you, and I do too.
Never touch me. So, but to close, we just hope you guys have been able to forget your troubles this evening. And just come out and have fun. The world is a weird place right now. Some of us have rights, some of us don't. Some of us are losing it, some of us in the middle of it. Some states have rights, some states don't. But remember, November is this year. So that's all I'll say. And but vote for your rights.
Also to remember, you're not in this alone. You're in this together. We have the wonderful community of our sissies. We love y'all so much. You've made it. We didn't make this community. You did. All of you made it. You have meetups. You meet here at the show. You become friends. And I love that it, where some of you say, it's like I'm meeting old friends, but I never met them in person. We feel the same way with being here with y'all. So it's going to get better. Hang in there. As we say, hope is a thing with feathers.
Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the breast.
So keep hope alive. We have it for you. And keep the fuck going, Queens.
Now, Gary. There you go.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last. Cloudy gray days. Howdy gay days. You are now a thing of the past. I love you, Poodle.
I love you too.
Don't awe that.
What a fun life. Forget your troubles. Come on.
Happy days.
Get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase
the
all your cares
above
away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on.
Sing
get
a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
We're headed for
happy
the judgment
days. Here
day.
Again.
The sun is shining.
All
come
together.
On, get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord is waiting.
There's no one
to take
who
your
can doubt
hand.
It now.
Shout hallelujah.
Let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy
about it now.
We're going to
happy
the promised
here again.
Land.
Take it.
We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on. Forget your troubles.
Happy days are here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares away.
Clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on.
Sing a song.
Get happy.
Of cheer again.
Happy times.
Happy time.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days.
Here. Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Denver.
Thank you, Denver.
We love all of you very, very much.
Thank
Good
you,
night.
Denver.
Y'all be safe going home.
Be safe. Thank you guys for coming.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.